Bill Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Bill Henry Show, and we are back, and we are live in New York City, and we're joined by so many people, so many friends from around the country. Margaret Gray is actually traveling in New York. I don't know if you're in New York right now, Margaret.
Phil, I'm just covering a couple of things for my column. I'm in and out. I was in New York last night covering two parties tonight. And then I'm on to Chicago, and then I'm back home again. So we're having a little early dinner right now. I hope you don't mind. But we really, you missed a great event.
Well, where are you right now?
I'm over at Bradley's, which is a great restaurant here in the lower east side or the upper west side, one of the areas, the part of New York. I'm in New York somewhere.
But you're not sure where it is.
No, I know. We took a cab, and how many stores in this town are named Bloomingdale's?
There's one.
Well, we drove by it about three times, so you're sure there aren't three?
No, there's only one. The cab driver. Look, I wanted to ask you about the party that you had, because Mike said you wanted to tell us.
You missed the social event of the season. We had a costume party on Saturday night. And it was absolutely a blast. I had all of the girls from Felipe's, you know, the ones that were catering it?
Yeah.
They were all dressed in burqas. Now, the burqa is the long dress that the women in Afghanistan wear. And you can't see them. It covers them up. It's like a sack. And they're multicolored. We had them in red, white, and blue burqas. And I dressed as... Who do you think I dressed as?
I don't know, Bin Laden?
I dressed as Osama Bin Laden, and my God, it was a riot. And everybody, it was really a lot of fun. The girls would, you know, move through the party, giving food and what have you, and it was difficult for them to see, but in a lot of ways, that was part of the fun, because they would offer hors d'oeuvres to, like, the cat, you know, because they can't see anyone. And then that...
Well, what was the part of the kick was what?
Going through the party dressed in these burqas so they can't see anything, and they're like offering a drink to a door, and I say, darling, it's the person's over there. It was really funny, Phil. And
well, what was the point of you as Bin Laden?
I'm sorry?
What was the point of you dressed up as Bin Laden?
Because I would stand behind them with a stick, and I'd prod them and push them. This is what the Afghanistan men do, and they push these women around. It's really, it was very educational, I think, for me to be standing there with a stick. And I had a mustache painted on with my eyebrow pencil, and I painted a little beard on, and I yellowed up my teeth and had one of them look like it was rotting out of my head, the way a lot of those men over there look. And then I wrapped up some cloth on my head, and so it was really a lot of fun. It was really funny, though, to be able to take a very tragic situation like what's happening with the women in Afghanistan and bring some humor to it. And that's what we did.
So the women are in burqas, and they're bumping into walls.
Well, let me tell you what happened, because one of the girls, I said, go downstairs. We need some more wine out of the refrigerator. You know, I have that wine cellar down in the basement.
Right.
So I said, well, go down there and get some more wine. And I'm pushing her for the benefit of everybody at the party. I'm going, go. You go, woman, you know, doing all of that nonsense. It was really funny. Well, I hit her with the stick. And she tripped. And she made a big thing out of it, very melodramatic. She went down those...
Well, those are metal steps you've got going into your basement.
They're metal steps. She went down about six steps, and I didn't see it. I think one of the kids heard it. Well, I went back in, continued the party. I said to Jason J. Delmonico, my son, go and find out where Amparo is, who is one of the girls who I had...
She's the one that you pushed with a stick?
Yes. Tommy, she's asleep. And I said, well, what do you mean? She's taking a nap at the foot of the stairs. And I said, oh, my God. Now, they're going to make a big deal out of this. And
you pushed a woman down some...
I did not. No, Phil, I didn't push her.
And well, she fell down the stairs wearing this burqa?
She was knocked out. And she was not asleep. She was a little groggy. And that causes the problem because Frank got a notice from an attorney. And apparently she wants to sue for workman's compensation. So I think what you're dealing with right now, people, their nerve endings are so frayed. And they're so reluctant to have a good time. They want to sue for everything.
Margaret, I just want to be clear here, okay? You know, they're dressed up in burkas. You said it was funny because they couldn't see out of these things. And
well, they're bumping into walls. They're saying, hors d'oeuvre, sir. And it was a lawn jockey. That was the funniest part of the evening is when Amparo offered an hors d'oeuvre to one of our, you know, the black lawn jockey that we have.
And so she'd wandered outside.
She didn't know she was outside. The party's inside. So, Phil, what's going on in our country right now is people can't have fun.
But I want to be clear. She fell down some steps. She was knocked out cold.
She was not knocked out cold. She was stunned. But here's what I resent. I resent immensely the fact that I give these women a job in the middle of a recession, and the next thing you know, just as you'd expect, I'm sued.
Well, it was a work-related injury, and I don't know. I could be wrong. You ought to be happy that she's not suing you for causing the accident.
Oh, she claims I pushed her, which is an absolute lie, and it ruined what was otherwise a very triumphant evening for the opening of the fall season. As you know, we're having the cotillion next week. So this really bothers me because it puts a crimp in things right when this country needs to feel good. But we had a great time.
All right, Margaret, I want to give our phone number out, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. So we let everybody know, Margaret, you are a columnist.
Yes.
Margaret writes a nationally syndicated newspaper column called A Little Bird Told Me that appears in some 150 newspapers. Were you writing about the party?
Oh, I wrote about the party in the Sunday edition. We sent it outside. It was in the Sunday edition locally. And we just had a wonderful...
Well, you got people who are suing you because they were in... I just don't know whether that's something you want to make fun of.
What is?
The whole burqa thing and the Taliban thing, and you're putting on an Osama bin Laden costume.
Phil, it was a riot. And you can ask anybody that was there. They thought...
Well, did they think it was funny, this woman falling down the stairs?
You know something? No, somebody heard something. My son heard the clanging of the metal steps. I guess as her body hit, just three times, her body hit the steps. But you know something? She was fine.
Well, if she was stunned, it's possible she had a concussion.
Possible, but I don't think it happened. The doctor checked her out. She was fine.
All right, so physically she's all right.
Physically she's fine. So my question then for her is, what are you suing me for? You're not hurt. Gainfully employed. We had a wonderful time. When you give a costume party, Phil, you have to understand.
Yeah, but she's got a case. If you're treating her like you're Osama bin Laden, you're pushing her with a stick at this costume party, she's got a case that you pushed her down these steps.
When you give a costume party, you are giving a theatrical performance, and the people there are performing.
Yeah, but the part of the performance isn't getting pushed down steps.
I don't think. My son said he heard what sounded like flesh hitting the metal, and that tells me that it was soft flesh. But you're not going to hear, you see what I'm saying? In other words, I think she probably skidded down on her forearms.
Well, it sounds very scary to me. It sounds like she could have been hurt very seriously.
But you know something, Phil? It was hysterical. The girl is not hurt. She's fine. It was hysterical.
Everybody was laughing.
Everyone in the party thought it was funny, as I made the girls wear these burkas so they can't see anything. And at one point, I think Frank said he wanted a white wine, and she poured him a Sprite. And just things like that, things that went wrong all evening, part of the humor.
Well, I'll tell you, it sounded like it probably would be funny were it not for the fact that you've got people, a young lady who almost got hurt.
Well, she didn't get hurt. She's a little ungrateful. The other thing that I have to mention is that this girl was Latin, and as you know, they have a very nice, they've got large rear ends, a lot of them. So as she fell, and Jason said he saw her skidding down on, as he put it, Mommy, I saw lady skid down on big butt, and she bounced down the steps. So I don't think in any way, shape, or form there was injury that would be something you'd want to take to a courtroom. And Frank says we're fine. Frank, as you know...
Well, your husband's an attorney.
Yeah, Frank says, no sweat. She doesn't have a lot of money.
All right, the effect of this... I'm having a hard time with this. The effect of...
Phil, you are such a liberal. You're such a Democrat.
No, but the effect of this is a woman could have gotten very seriously hurt at your party wearing a burqa, playing like she's a Taliban woman, and you're Osama bin Laden pushing her around.
That is the educational aspect of it, yes. And that's something you need to understand. And these people, Phil, these domestic people, I don't want to say this too loud, domestic people are always looking to sue.
And you know, you can whisper into the phone all you want. People can hear it, okay?
Well, I'm just saying the domestics can sue. You know, they look to do that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray is with us. We wanted to talk about this big costume party she had at her house, which I understand was attended by about 300 people, a lot of movers and shakers in Hollywood. I hope she's aware of what she's getting into, though. You're playing like you're the Taliban, and you're pushing a woman wearing a burqa down metal steps. And she thought it was funny because these women couldn't see anything out of the thing, and they're offering drinks to the lawn jockey. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
And we're broadcasting live from New York City. We're at the Museum of Television and Radio in New York on what street is this? 55th? We're on 55th. It's 50. I could say we're on 98th. It doesn't make any difference. It's in Midtown and very close to our hotel. Beautiful thing about New York. Margaret Gray is with us, as a matter of fact. Margaret, you know this town. You can walk everywhere.
You can walk everywhere in New York. The other thing that I love about New York is that I think the people in New York City have a little bit more of a sense of humor. And if I had had my costume party in New York, and I used one of the catering people dressed in a burqa, you know, and she fell down some stairs, we're not getting lawsuits. Because they've got a sense of humor. And we need to loosen up as a country.
Well, I understand. I mean, you want to loosen up as a country, but the person on the receiving end of getting pushed down those stairs doesn't think it's funny. Okay?
Well, I didn't push her down the stairs. I said, go get some white wine. She's in the burqa. She can't see anything. I was going to assist her, and instead my hand pushed her.
You were trying to...
I was trying to grab her arm, and instead the flat of my hand went into the middle of her back, and she went down the stairs.
I don't understand how that's...
What?
How do you go to grab someone's arm, and the flat of your hand goes into the middle of their back?
Well, I don't know. It was a mistake. In other words, my hand went for her arm, but instead, the flat of my hand went to her upper back, and I shoved. I don't know.
1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Michelle. Michelle, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
I was in character, and that's what you have to be at a costume party.
Hello, Margaret?
Yes?
Are you totally insane? Do you know very well that if someone shoved you down the stairs, even if
yes.
you get it on your forearms, you would be upset?
You know something, if I'm working at a party that I'm catering and I'm one of the hired help, I think I need to understand that I'm also there for their entertainment.
Okay,
you
hired
see?
Help is there for your entertainment, right?
Yes,
so
and this
was
a costume
party. So did you get it in writing
party.
That it would be okay if you abused your worker?
I didn't abuse her. What I did say was, you're going to play the part of one of these Afghanistan women in a burqa.
Did you forewarn her that she could get injured?
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, I told her I would be pushing her, yes.
You did?
Yes, I did.
I'm
I told
sure.
her she was playing the part. Well, if you don't believe me,
so it's premeditated.
She's playing the
you
part.
You knew that you were going to hurt her.
And she knew that she was going to be pushed around and treated like a piece of crap. That's the way they treat those women.
Well, you're not. Look, if they hurt the women over there, are you trying, what, are you going to cut their hands off?
Phil, don't be stupid.
Well, if you're saying we're going to hurt you, are you saying we're going to hurt you the way that they hurt the women in Afghanistan, or we're going to pretend?
I said it was just a little pushing, that's all. We're not cutting anyone's hands off.
So even
lighten
if it was
up,
an
it's
accident,
a joke.
You
it's a joke.
Say, I'm sorry, it was an accident.
Do you know, joke, J-O-K-E, it's a joke. You know what a joke is?
Yes, I know what a joke is.
We were having some fun. We were having some fun.
Fun.
And you hear her going down the stairs.
I see myself shoving someone down the stairs and say, oh, it was just a joke.
No. I think it should have been an honor for her to be performing at a party that we were giving, one of the social events of the season.
If you had told her, by the way, this evening, somewhere along the line, you're going to be pushed down some stairs.
Well, I didn't mean to push her down the stairs, but she should have been ready for it because that's how the Taliban treat their women.
Okay, she should be ready for it because the Taliban, and it's the Taliban.
But that's how they treat their women.
1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray on the line with us. She had a party where she was having a costume party where the women who are catering the party dressed in burkas, they can't see anything, and you thought it was funny because they're bumping into walls.
America needs, Phil, to R-E-L-A-X. You know, there used to be an old commercial for I think it was a constipation medicine, and they'd say, how do you spell relief? R-E-L-A-X. That's how you spell relief. Relax.
1-800-449-8686. Virginia, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I have to agree with Michelle, and I would say that Margaret has a very sick, warped sense of humor. She hired those people, and she did not tell that woman she was going to be pushed down because she wanted the woman to be completely surprised. She didn't hire actors. She hired caterers.
Oh, you're reading my mind now.
She lied. She said...
You're reading
my
mind now. Margaret
said a while ago, she said, I tried to grab her, but my hand pushed against her back. And then
yes.
She said, I was definitely, she knew she was going to push her down.
I tried to grab the girl.
Margaret has a very warped sense of humor.
I'm trying to figure out what it is
and
that I lied about.
And I know how to relax, and I have a wonderful sense of humor. And I believe
Wait a
Michelle
second.
Does, too.
Wait
but
a minute. I went to grab her.
Sickness.
I went to grab her arm.
You just said a while ago you were going to push her.
No, I did not intentionally mean to push her, but she should
but
know
said
that
you
if
were
she's
going
to, if she was going to play the part of an Afghanistan woman
That's
wearing
right,
that
as
bag,
being a server. You didn't
and they
tell
wear a
her
bag,
you were going to push her downstairs. There's a big difference between being a server for a caterer
Look, I don't know
and
if you know anything about
and hurt physically, possibly or mentally.
She was not hurt, and I don't know if you know anything about the
you
film
don't
business.
Don't know if she was hurt mentally, being pushed
mentally?
And falling down the stairs. Whether you're pushed or not can be a very
Well, wait a second. How is that hurting someone? I don't understand what
and
she means by mentally.
Emotional distress.
Understand.
Well, you won't let me
problem.
Explain that, first of all, you know, you're saying so many different things. You're confusing me. I said to her,
well, you, get confused
you may get pushed down the stairs into the basement tonight, or you may not.
You
okay?
told her that? You have that in writing in a contract?
I had to, because my husband's an attorney. And
you told this woman that sometime tonight...
No, I said maybe you will and maybe you won't. Now, when I saw her approaching the steps to the basement, I realized, oh, my God, this poor girl can't see anything. So as I reached out to grab her, the flat of my hand grabbed the back of her head and pushed.
That just doesn't make sense. I'm
See
sorry.
What I'm saying, Virginia?
Two and three do
how
not add
you,
up to four.
How do you go to grab somebody and...
All I did, I went to try to grab her, and instead I grabbed the hair on the back of her head and pushed it.
Huh? Wait a second.
No, that
how
just
do,
doesn't
when you're
make
trying
sense.
To, yeah, when you're trying, to gra- you're trying to grab somebody, how is it that they wind up... How do you? How does that happen?
Phil, how many parties have you given where women have been dressed in burkas?
Margaret.
How many parties have you given where a woman's been dressed in a burqa?
Just because you come to a costume
None.
Party doesn't mean you have to be an actor, an actor part. You come
No, but
dressed.
When you are catering it, you do. And that was the whole...
I still don't understand that how you reach out to grab a woman and try to keep
either.
Her from falling, you grab the back of her head and shove.
Phil, I agree
well,
with you. I don't
slipped.
See how you can actually grab for somebody and push them.
My hand slipped.
Your hand slipped from reaching for an arm to grabbing the back of their hair and shoving?
Well,
oh
you see,
goodness.
You called in, you know, it's funny, you called in saying that you were concerned about this woman and now you think it's funny. So your
No, I think you've got
suspect.
A very a bad problem, a sick problem.
It's
and,
improv. It's improv. I told the girls
I would,
to go
I
with
hope
the floor.
Everyone
Anything could
hears
happen.
This and
yeah.
no one will agree
Thank
to
you.
Work with 1-800-449-8686. You.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm with Margaret Gray. Why would these women working for you at your costume party, why would they even want to take this abuse?
Phil, I don't think it's abuse.
Well, why would they allow you to do this?
First of all, these girls are in this country working to try to get their green cards. I have sponsored many of them to try to get them work visas. They owe me, and they owe me big time. Now, I am not abusing them. I am simply saying you are playing the part of Afghan women.
Well, what about this woman you threw in the pool?
Well, that's what they do in Afghanistan. When you can see a woman's face, what the Muslims do, if you can see a woman's face, they beat you. But, of course, we didn't beat this poor girl. We threw her in the pool as a gag. See, the reason why they don't want a Muslim woman to show her face is because they are from the Middle East. They have darker arm hair and facial hair, and they're a little tough on the eyes. And the Muslim men invented this way so that they wouldn't have to look at them. And that's where they put the bag over their face.
And it has nothing that... I thought it was about modesty.
Well, yes, it's about all of that. But it's about how a lot of Arab women are a little tough on the eyes. And so the Muslim men said, I know. You know, the little light bulb goes on. Let's put a bag over them. And so you see, Phil, it's all very understandable. It's the kind of thing that I think, unless you know these people, like I do, you won't get what's going on.
You throw a woman in the pool...
Because she showed her face. That's, you can't do that in the Afghanistan country.
Well, you know...
I know, you think it sounds abusive, and I'm hurting them. I'm telling you, I'm sponsoring a lot of these girls for their green cards. I'm sponsoring a lot of these girls for their work visas.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to Kay. Kay, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
I'm very upset. Lady Bountiful, with her racist attitude, just is driving me insane. She
now,
doesn't know...
How did you get racist? How did you even go to that extreme to call me racist?
When you talk about Hispanic women with large rear ends and that wouldn't hurt them go down the stairs, that is racist.
Well, you know that a lot of Latin women have the large...
I'm sure you do, too. And the other thing
you know,
is humor.
Really, that's really rude. Very rude.
Humor is not to make fun of other people and hurt other people. Humor should make you laugh. And I love a good joke, but I don't like to make fun of other people.
Well, you may not want to make fun of other people, but everybody was laughing at the party.
Well, they're about as sick as you are.
You got to get this, Kay. It was funny. The girl had her pride hurt.
Have
you ever heard of Jennifer Lopez? Have you ever heard of Jennifer Lopez?
Yes, I've heard of Jennifer
Lopez.
All right,
she could jump out of an airplane and land on her ass, excuse my language, and wouldn't break a bone.
Because she's got a big butt.
I don't care what she does. I care what other people do to other people, and you're as bad as the Taliban.
The Taliban is horrible, and we are trying to show everyone the horror of what it is to live under that regime.
And so a woman gets pushed down some stairs. Another woman is thrown into a pool.
Well, it's better than cutting their hands off. It's better than hanging them. My God. How else will we find out about these things unless I give a costume party, and mine happened to be the rage of the season, and we throw a woman into the pool. We take her outside and we tie her to a tree. These are the things...
Tie her to a tree.
Yes. All night.
All night, a woman was tied to a tree.
It was a blast. All right, Kay?
I can't handle it anymore, and I am losing myself.
Oh, God. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Lorraine. Lorraine, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I think if this woman were on the receiving end instead of the giving end, it wouldn't be such a big blast.
Well, I don't understand what you mean by that.
Well, if you were the woman who was thrown into the pool, or you were the woman who was tied to the tree all night, you wouldn't think it was so funny.
How much?
But you're
how much money are you paying me?
Giving
how much money
so
are
you
paying?
Think it's funny. It's a blast. You have a really warped sense of humor, woman.
Lorraine, how much money would I be paid?
Money you would be paying? How did money get into this?
I'm paying these girls to work my party.
Oh, I see. So pay them enough money, and you can tie them to a tree, throw them into a pool, or push them down some steps.
I would think if they were well remunerated, yes. See, that's business, Lorraine. And that's a Margaret Gray costume. What?
Woman, you have the most warped sense of humor that I've ever seen.
You wouldn't have thought it was warped had you seen her go sailing into the pool and the other one on the big ask. You know, Jason J. Delmonico saw it all.
Jason J. Is that your son?
Yes.
Why don't you just call him Jason?
He's an actor.
Yeah, Jason J. Delmonico. Thank you, Lorraine. Here is Harold on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I just think this woman has a warped
And turn your radio down, will you?
A very warped sense of humor.
All right, sir. Thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray and Phil Henry on the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Broadcasting live from New York City this week. We're at the Museum of Television and Radio. As I mentioned, it's in Midtown. I don't know if you've been to New York. You know what I'm talking about. It's around 55th. It's on 55th Street between 5th and 6th. In the middle of a city that is, for all appearances, it's back up to speed. I mean, there's a lot of life going on in this town. And if you don't think that is an enormous feat, you just don't know what has been happening. You just don't know what's been going on in this world. That is an enormous feat. From what I've seen, from what I saw, Ground Zero last night, I mean, seeing it and smelling it and talking to the people, for this town to be back up to speed pretty much the way they were before September the 11th, the restaurants look like they're doing well, the city streets are filled with cars. After having taken a shot to the gut like this town and this country did on September the 11th, for these guys to be back up to speed is an amazing, amazing feat. And yet, it looks like it, and we went to the Carnegie Deli today, and everybody's got an appetite, including me. We went over to the Carnegie Deli, Maria and I, and ordered lunch. You order lunch at the Carnegie Deli, you've got lunch for 4 days, you know? I said, I'd just like to have lunch for today, please. Oh, well, here it is. You can spread it out over all week if you want. You can eat it right now. And Maria, what did you get? She got a stacked turkey and pastrami. And, you know, you figure, like, if they say, we'll give you a stacked sandwich, a huge, they call it gargantuan. And some places say it's a gargantuan sandwich, and it's maybe like that, you know. I mean, when I say like that, it's like a double-decker or something. This thing was a foot high. Not one, two. Yeah. And then I ordered a Reuben. Now, you know what a Reuben is. A Reuben is Russian rye bread. It's sauerkraut and it's pastrami or corned beef, and then it's with Swiss cheese, and then it's fried, right? Well, what I got on this plate was like a mound of melted Swiss cheese and like 18 miles of sandwich. The point is that we brought it back to the hotel room. There was no way. I think I ate like a quarter of mine. Maria ate like four bites of hers. And as the waiter brings it to your table, they're aware of the fact that the thing is too big because he's laughing. As he leaves, the guy's, here's your sandwich. Thought I was kidding, didn't you? Yeah, could I get some water? Need to wash it down? Really amazing, man. Really amazing. Absolutely delicious. And so that's the way it's been going. And we just did a lot of walking around today looking at, and as I said, the weather is so gorgeous. But the really important thing to keep in mind here, we are really removed from it, man. I mean, I knew this in Los Angeles. I had a sense that what we were seeing on television was nowhere near as devastating the impact unless you're here. And I'm going to tell you something. You may not want to hear this, but I'm going to say it anyway. We have a sense that's kind of growing in America right now. And the sense is, well, the terrorists, what they did was bad, but America and the collateral damage to civilians in Afghanistan, that's really terrible. In other words, the thinking is killing civilians accidentally while you're waging a war against the military is somehow worse than the purposeful murder of 5,000 people, gleefully carried out by these terrorists. It's almost like terrorists are just a bunch of dumb, retarded kids, and you should sort of expect that behavior from them. But the United States, when something happens to some... All I've been hearing about for the last week is this collateral civilian damage that's been going on in Afghanistan. Like, you know, in other words, this is what we got to focus on. There's been collateral damage. Civilians have died. How many more civilians? And they hit a warehouse. They hit a Red Cross warehouse. There was food there. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I've been listening to people wringing their hands and screaming and crying. Like, this is almost worse than what happened in New York. Here's the difference. That's a big mistake, okay? When we drop a bomb on a Red Cross warehouse and there's food blowing up all over the place, that's a mistake. What these guys did in New York, the World Trade Center, they did that on purpose. I'm pretty sure you guys know what I'm talking about, but just in case there's somebody out there that doesn't understand. But we're listening to people talking these days about how forget the collateral damage. So there's collateral damage. Well, there's children dying. Yeah, it's too bad. I'm really sorry to hear about it, and I wish it wouldn't happen. Come on to New York, man, and take a look at all of the pictures of the people hanging on the fences around here. The Jews and the Christians, the Muslims, everything else. You know, you've heard this. I don't want to give any speeches. I mean, you've been at least listening to this for 60 freaking days. But a lot of these people now are kind of settling into a mindset, well, you know, it's behind us now. So what we need to do is just kind of move on. And this whole thing we're doing in Afghanistan, it sucks. And, well, what about 6,000 people that died? Yeah, that was bad, but you don't know how bad, man. You got to come here. And you don't know how good it can be either. You got to come to New York. Like I said, this ought to be our Mecca. Arabs go to Mecca. This is our Mecca. Come to New York. Live in this city and watch how people rebound from a serious, serious blow. A blow not only to themselves, a blow not only to their city, a blow to the country, a blow to the entire country's sense of well-being. And the people in New York are coming back. Now, you may be running around freaking out about anthrax or something else. These people are coming back. Hey, like I was talking to some friends of mine today just before we went on the air, and they said, hey, you know, this is just the way it's going to be for a while. What else do we do, honey? Oh, we checked into the hotel, which is fantastic. We're over at the, well, I don't want to say where, but it's a really neat hotel. I don't want to say where because Craig's going to find out, and then he's going to be bugging me all hours of the night with phone calls.
You want to go out and get another beer?
No. I got tripitized last night. The trippies took me out and tripitized me with their Brooklyn lager. But we flew in, and then last night we're down there at Ground Zero, and I meet a couple of New York City cops. These are detectives, and they're with the Manhattan South Homicide Squad. These guys are like right out of Central Casting. You know, they've got the suit and everything. How you doing, Mr. Henry? Yeah, my name is Detective So-and-so. Very nice to meet you. Right, this is my partner, Rocco Petroselli, or, you know, whatever. And Rocco Petroselli, he's a big, tall guy with kind of the 1970s perm and this kind of little thin mustache. Hey, how you doing? Yeah. And the little guy is like an Irish guy, and he said, yeah, right, so this is how it looks, and this is the city. You know, you go up here and go down there. And everything else. What do you think about that, Rocco?
Yeah, how do you do?
And so anyway, we're over here. We'll go up and get something to eat down there. It's a very nice thing. And Rocco, he'll show you the way.
Yeah, I'll show you the way.
But these guys, and I got the card, too. I'm going to show this one to my to one of our sons. It says right there, Manhattan Homicide Squad. I mean, you know, like a New York cop, you know, like you've seen on the TV. That's exactly how. Yeah, that's right. Tell me, what's going on with you? Huh? How's everything? Everything all right? It's great. Let me get the bag for you. It's a nice guy. Nice people. Great town. 1-800-449-8686. So the challenge that we put out at the beginning of the hour, the challenge that we put out at the beginning of the show, and a challenge that we put out to all the radio stations, anybody with a radio show across this country that we put out when we said we were going to come to New York, is why don't you guys come to New York? Why don't you tell your audience? Because if you want to talk about what can I do, I don't carry a gun, I'm not in the Army, I'm not in the Navy, I'm not in the National Guard, I'm not a Coast Guardsman, I'm not a cop, what can I do? Why don't you do this? Why don't you show them you don't have the fear that they apparently would like us to feel because they don't want us to be here, they don't want us doing anything. Come on to New York. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. I ain't saying where. I'm staying in a great hotel and, you mean we upgraded so it is costing us some money? Well, it doesn't have to. No, we're staying in a great hotel, and the prices are right, and the airfare is right, and the town is perfect. So, Priceline.com, by the way, our good pals helping us along the way. Priceline.com, which is the official airfare, hotel, and fun provider of the Phil Henry Show. Call Priceline.com, log on, check it out, get a plane ticket, go someplace, preferably right out here to the Apple, because it's beautiful. All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to go over to Mark. Mark, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil, how are you?
How are you doing, Mark?
Good. Listen, talking about the collateral damage and all this fear of hurting civilians in Afghanistan, a friend of mine summed it up so well the other day. He said that every civilian that dies in this bombing and in this war on terrorism died September 11th by the Taliban and Al-Qaeda.
What about those civilians? Yeah, what about those guys? Everybody's sweating this collateral damage. They ought to just stop reporting this stuff.
Yeah,
and if somebody says,
you know,
Americans are killing civilians... See, you're dealing with these guys, the Taliban. These guys are better propagandists than anybody that I've ever seen in my life. They really know how to bullcrap people, but good. They just use our own stuff against us. When we say there have been civilian deaths, they say they've had civilian deaths. When we say that they're terrorists, they call us terrorists. When we say that they're laying chemical weapons on us or biological, they claim that we're doing that. Just everything we say, what we ought to say is, we think you're the greatest guys in the world. Let's say, you know, you Americans are pretty good guys. Just anything. Anything, man. Any line of crap. Those guys are such monkey-see-monkey-do over there. We got to say, and Osama bin Laden, what a great guy. And George Bush, we love him. All right. Because that's these guys are either so stupid or masters of propaganda that they know exactly what you do. By the way, I'm told that a lot of the restaurants are offering $20 lunches and $30 dinners, 4- and 5-star restaurants. $20 lunches. Now, today, Carnegie Deli was fantastic. I love their food. 2 sandwiches, $44, but it was worth it.
Yeah.
It was worth it. Because my wife says to me, $18, how much, you know, what kind of a sandwich? Well, you just found out what kind of a sandwich is $18. It's about as tall as the freaking Empire State Building. All right, let's go to Neil. Neil, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Neil?
Hello?
Yes, sir. You there?
Talking to me?
Is your name Neil? Is your name Neil?
No, it's Dale.
It's Dale, okay.
Yeah.
I asked for Neil. I asked for Neil.
Well,
but how you doing,
Dale?
Dale? Okay, Dale, yeah. Well, apparently the guys pushing the buttons at the radio station couldn't care less, so go ahead, Dale.
I just came back from picking up my sister's remains in New York. There's
Jesus.
Nothing like being there. Let me tell you, it makes me sick listening to these whiners that are talking about collateral damage. You want collateral damage, go to New York. You'll see
what do you mean your sister? You just, where was your sister?
100th floor north building. She was in
what
there
did she do?
Meeting.
What was she doing?
She was there for a meeting. She flew in to have a meeting from her office. And the meeting was, she was supposed to be there on Monday, but somebody couldn't make the meeting, so they rescheduled it for Tuesday. But it makes me sick to listen to these people talk about collateral damage to the Afghanis.
Well, yeah, and collateral damage meaning people die. But we had 6,000 people, victims of collateral damage, on September the 11th. But you know what, guys, we're talking to each other here because you can lay all of this stuff on anybody in the Middle East right now. And apparently the problem that they have over there is with just the way that we live. So even if we're speaking the truth, they don't want to know it. Phil Henry Show.